Regarding this whole issue of the Syrian intake of refugees, the Turnbull government has rebuffed concerns from the Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, that the bulk of the Syrian refugees to be settled here will be Muslims rather than Christians, Yazidis or other Syrian minorities. The Prime Minister says the resettlement program will not favour one faith over another. It will offer a fresh start to any persecuted minority.
The tenor of the times in the Middle East is much less welcoming to minorities like the Christians, and that is why the focus of the 12,000 intake is on persecuted minorities and women and children. And it remains exactly, nothing has changed. That is exactly what it is.
That's the Prime Minister. Well, Peter Shergold, former head of PM&C, is the Refugee Coordinator General for New South Wales, which will take up to 7,000 of the 12,000 Syrian refugees due to come to our shores over the next few months. Peter Shergold, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much indeed.
So Archbishop Anthony Fisher says Christians are feeling very anxious and can't get clarity on what the government's trying to achieve. The PM there saying the focus will be on persecuted minorities, which includes Christians. All things point to Christians making up a sizable chunk of this 12,000 intake of 12,000 Syrian refugees, don't they?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me, because if you look at the Syrian and Iraqi communities already living in Australia and particularly in New South Wales, they are remarkably a diverse group. There are Christians of Eastern Orthodox and Catholic persuasions. There are Muslims, even some Jews. There are Chaldeans, Assyrians, Turkmen, Kurds, Yazidis, you name it. And the focus will be on those who are most persecuted and least likely ever to be able to remake their homes in Syria.
Peter, I think the concern from some is how will these people be identified, because the churches fear that the persecuted Christians will miss out if they can't register with the UNHCR or they don't live in refugee camps or have family in Australia to make representations for them. Is that true, or can the special intake receive recommendations from other sources, including the churches?
Look, the selection of those who are coming is very much the Commonwealth Government's responsibility, and they will be working with the UNHCR. My responsibility in New South Wales is to make sure that what I imagine will be a very diverse communities arriving can be as settled as well as possible and integrated into the economy as well as possible. The one thing I do know, of course, is that those who are being selected, the additional 12,000 for Australia, will be very carefully screened before they are accepted. I think it's that reason now that in my planning, I'm working on the basis that the vast majority will come next year, and it'll probably be over 12 or 18 months, not 6 months.
Okay, it's because I was going to go to that. In other countries around the world and in this country, people and politicians are calling for no more Syrian refugees, no more Middle Eastern refugees. Jackie Lambie and others are calling for tighter measures. On the question of security screening, you're saying it's so thorough, it's slowing things down. Is that what you're saying? Are you worried at all about this many Syrian refugees coming in a sort of a concentrated period of time?
No, I'm not worried, and I think it is appropriate that proper screening, security, character checks all be done before they arrive. There will be an additional 12,000 refugees being accepted. Remember, we have, since the mid-90s, been accepting about 12,000 or 13,000 refugees a year, and this is in addition. You know, we've accepted, I think, 800,000 refugees since the Second World War. We've got a fine record in this regard. I have no doubt that we will be able to support them, to provide the services they need, and then to get them into education, get them adult English, get their overseas qualifications recognised, and get them into employment. No, I think we can plan and we can do that.
That is the logistical challenge that you and others are working on. Where will the refugees that arrive in New South Wales, which is what you're in charge of, where will they be settled?
Look, we really don't know, and the Commonwealth, working with the state, will decide upon that. What I can do for planning purposes is know that most Syrians in Australia already and in New South Wales are predominantly in Sydney and in Wollongong. We know, however, that other New South Wales towns have already accepted significant numbers of refugees over the last few years, like Albury and Wagga and Coffs Harbour and so on. And we know we can also talk to other communities, like Armidale in New South Wales, who have expressed an interest. So over time, we will know that. Partly, Fran, as you've suggested, it will depend on how many have been sponsored by their families here in Australia already, and how many come without those connections.
So there's no directions put on people where they must live when they arrive?
When people come, we select the best place, and when they arrive and they are given the settlement services. But this is a free and an open country. People will move over time as they find opportunities for their children or jobs. The key is to place people initially where there are both the services to support them during those first 6 to 12 months in particular, but also where there are training and employment and job opportunities.
It's 11 minutes to 8. Peter Shergold is our guest. He's the New South Wales Coordinator General for Refugee Resettlement. You mentioned jobs there, Peter. I noticed that online in one of the reports that said a lot of people will be settled in places like Wagga and Albury and Coffs Harbour. Immediately online, people were talking about, what about jobs? Many of these centres have very high levels of unemployment already. You know, what do you say to that?
Yeah, well, I don't think, in fact, people will be settled in those regional towns straight away. I think it will be phased. I imagine initially it'll be Sydney and Wollongong, and then those other places, including Newcastle, who have already taken refugees and have got experience of that, will, if they want, be asked to help and support. The key we need to remember about refugees is they are a relatively unusual migrant group. We've got generations of experience, which is why we know this. Because they're persecuted, often they do have skills and they do want to set up their own businesses. There was a study come out of the Australian Bureau of Statistics back in September, which showed if you look at refugees, they have a higher proportion of their income coming from family businesses than any other migrant group. So it's helping people get into employment and get set up. We know from experience that if they do, very quickly, they give back to Australia.
On that issue, you're meeting, I think, this week with a whole lot of major employers in this country. Are they offering employment opportunities? Are they offering training? What's on the table?
The Premier and I will be meeting with the corporate leaders and the big businesses of New South Wales. They have already indicated a willingness to support in general terms, but the key part of any coordination is now sitting down with business leaders and working out how can they best contribute. But the key is we want their advice on how to integrate newcomers into the economy. Of course, we need, you know, health services and trauma counselling and housing and all those things. But we also need to work with businesses, large and small, to find opportunities for the newcomers.
Peter Shergold, it's a big job you've got ahead of you. Thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast, and I hope we can speak again as some of these new arrivals make it to our shores. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Professor Peter Shergold, he's the Coordinator General for Refugee Resettlement in New South Wales. He's used to big jobs. He used to run Prime Minister and Cabinet.